Radiation dose. It's an issue of great concern, especially when it comes to the littlest patients. But clinicians are only as good as the equipment they're working with. Welcome to Quality Matters, an ongoing series from Axis. I'm your host, Marianne Matthews. I'll be talking today with Keith Strauss, a clinical imaging physicist at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. Keith recently worked with the Medical Imaging and Technology Alliance and ImageGently to develop a joint position paper on improving interventional X-ray equipment for pediatric patients. Thanks for joining me, Keith.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So let's start with the audience. Who is the position paper targeted to, and what is the primary objective of the paper?
Well, it's primarily targeted to design engineers at manufacturers of imaging equipment, but in addition to those design engineers, medical physicists, operators of fluoroscopes, and technologists would also probably benefit from reading it and becoming more familiar with its content. The best possible patient care really only occurs when all four of these groups of individuals work as a team to develop well-designed equipment that is appropriately configured and operated in the clinical environment. The operators of well-designed imaging equipment need to receive appropriate training and knowledge that's necessary to harness the design features and the strengths of the equipment to obtain diagnostic quality images and at well-managed patient doses.
So how did the idea for the paper come about? Is there a reason that this particular topic needed to be addressed right now?
Well, today there are many more operational choices on fluoroscopic imaging systems that need to be fine-tuned to improve overall patient care during the examination process. Imaging equipment can do so many more things today to improve patient care compared to 20 or 30 years ago. However, the correct mix of all these capabilities for adult patients is typically different than the proper configuration for a small child. First, the equipment design must provide all the current features that are needed, and then provide a simplified operator interface that allows the operator to control all these features with minimal input on the part of the operator. The staff at the Food and Drug Administration really understood a lot of these principles and believed that if leaders within industry or the equipment manufacturers and the medical community work together to identify better solutions for complex imaging procedures, that in the end, that would improve patient care.
Good point. Now, can you explain a little bit about how your organizations collaborated? So what was MIDA's role in developing the paper, and what was ImageGently's role?
Well, at the request of the FDA, ImageGently representatives originally wrote a white paper, which attempted to define the needs for improved pediatric imaging on the part of the end users or the fluoroscopists. This document basically was used to define the scope and a working agenda for discussions between representatives to MIDA from the imaging companies and ImageGently representatives. The two parties basically negotiated to reach resolution on a lot of the issues that the individual imaging companies and or the end users initially did not agree upon. Both organizations worked together to develop the final paper on the MIDA website. The commitment of both parties was excellent, especially since the MIDA representatives who participated in the discussions are scattered across Europe, Asia, and North America. The entire process took about 4 years to complete.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about the content. What does the paper cover? What's the primary content?
Well, the intent of the exercise was to help the manufacturers of fluoroscopic imaging equipment provide enhanced capabilities and operational controls in their future equipment that would allow the operator, in this case the fluoroscopist, to properly leverage the design characteristics and the strengths of each fluoroscope to properly manage radiation dose while providing good image quality during pediatric fluoroscopy. One can easily improve image quality by increasing patient dose, or can reduce patient dose by decreasing image quality, but neither of these two approaches is acceptable. The real goal is to manage the patient's radiation dose, by that I mean to either maintain it at its same level or reduce it, while managing image quality, which suggests maintaining image quality at the same level or increasing it. And of course, if we do both of these two things together, we're going to more likely have a more accurate diagnosis of the clinical problem that initiated the exam to begin with. The proper use of the fluoroscope is driven by the type of the examination, the body part that's being imaged, and the physical thickness of the body part. Historically, equipment manufacturers have done a better job of addressing the unique needs of each exam type than the unique needs of the same body part that may range in size from 3 inches thick to 14 inches thick, which just happens to be the actual range of size of the abdomen of the smallest infant to the larger adults. This historical performance on the part of the manufacturers occurred in part because the majority of the patients that are imaged on imaging equipment are adults as opposed to children.
And now finally, while I understand that the paper was written for and is intended for manufacturers of equipment, what message do you want to leave with our listening audience of healthcare providers?
Well, first of all, the pediatric imaging community, represented by the Image Gently campaign, is extremely pleased to have had the opportunity to work side by side with representatives of MIDA, of all the major fluoroscopic interventional manufacturers, to develop a better understanding of imaging requirements during pediatric fluoroscopy. It's our hope that this document will not only help the design engineers of the imaging companies during future equipment development, but also help medical physicists become more engaged with radiologists and technologists in the configuration and the implementation of the fluoroscopic imaging equipment in the clinical environment. The best piece of fluoroscopic equipment will only produce good results if the users have the proper knowledge and understanding of how to leverage the capabilities of the machine to produce its best results.
Thank you very much, Keith. That was a great overview. That was Keith Strauss of Cincinnati Children's Hospital. To obtain a free copy of the paper we discussed today, visit MIDA's website at medicalimaging.org. The paper can be found under the Publications and Research tab. I'm Marianne Matthews. Thanks for listening to Quality Matters.